Rastamai, good evening and welcome to the Max Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and around the world. Well, it's Burns Night tomorrow night, Wednesday, so there's going to be a thread of Scottish music running through tonight's show, and where better to start than with something from Eddie Reader's 2009 album The Songs of Robert Burns. Of it, she said, "I sang my love is like a red, red rose to a bunch of worse-for-the-drink people in a bar in Glasgow one cold January night, and I felt something happening between me and the words and the people listening, something profoundly moving. After all my travels singing songs to people, I recognise this has been a vein of emotional gold as yet unmined. I began to be spooked by him and started a journey to find him. Robert, the guy from Ayrshire, that I would have drunk with, walked with and probably got into trouble with. I wanted to show him off to everybody."
My love is like a red, red rose. It's newly sprung in June. My heart is like a melody that sweetly plays its tune. This fair art thou, my bonny lad, so deep in love. The seas gang dry, till all the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun, and I shall love thee still, my dear, though the sands of life shall run. But fare thee well, my fare thee weel a while, and I will come again, my dear, though 'twere 10,000
That was Eddie Reader with My Love Is Like a Red, Red Rose, which is, of course, a Robert Burns song. Now, it is Burns Night tomorrow night, but there's stuff happening at the weekend as well. And Pettacubley's got in touch to say that the Taru Maru Ceilidh Band is pleased to be providing entertainment by the way of music and dance with a Scottish vibe for the Burns Night celebration at the Ramsay Park Hotel on Saturday the 28th. You can join them for lots of fun to work off those extra Christmas calories by dancing the evening away to jigs and reels. And you can find out more about that from the Ramsay Park Hotel's website. Now, in 1981, Richard Thompson released a solo instrumental album where he played everything apart from the drums. I think that was Dave Mattox on the drums. And on there was a couple of Scottish medleys, because Richard Thompson's father was Scottish and he was an inspector at Scotland Yard. And at home, there was lots of Scott Skinner, Jimmy Shands being played all the time, and this had a big influence on him. The first of these medleys is the Scott Skinner medley, which is Glencoe, Scott Skinner's Rockin' Step and Bonnie Bankery. Thank you. That was Richard Thompson from his instrumental album Strict Tempo, and I'll play a couple of tracks from that later on as well. Now to a local acoustic guitarist, Mark Lawrence, who's just released a new EP called Fionn Scéal, Max for Myth, and he says that he started work on this a couple of years ago during the Alaman's second lockdown. Most of the tunes have been learnt from thesession.org or from recordings from his favourite artists on YouTube. The first track, though, is his composition, and the first tune is called George Slade, which was written about his great-great-grandfather, who was a Baptist minister in Victoria, Australia, in the mid to late 1800s, and by all accounts, his sermons were full of hell, fire and brimstone. Keppel Gate then and Dog Mills were both tunes he found himself writing in his head while he was out cycling. They needed titles, so he just named them after some of his favourite places he enjoys cycling. The track also features Ben Gibbs on low D whistle, Katie Lawrence on violin, Russell Cowan on baran, and everything else is Mark. Mark Lawrence there from his new EP. And perhaps we can persuade Mark to come in and tell us a bit more about some of the other tracks at a later date. And now I'm going to play something by Sarah Giroux. She's from Texas. She plays the octave mandolin and sings and writes songs. Wonderful rootsy Americana type material. I first saw her at Shrewsbury and I bought a couple of her CDs. I'm intrigued by this track. It's The Tourist, which is a Radiohead song from OK Computer. And it's a great version.
Thank you. slow down.
Four-time Grammy Award winner Sarah Giroux there with her cover of the Radiohead song The Tourist. Now, the Siskin Quartet, obviously named after the small finches, we get lots of them in our garden, lovely little things that they are, is a meeting of two well-established folk music duos, the Swedish-English duo Bridget Marsden and Leif Ottersson, and the Scottish-Finnish duo Sarah Jane Summers and Juhani Silvola. Here, their respective and rich traditions meet, framed within the theme of migratory birds on this album called Flight Paths, and this track is The Peewit. Thank you. That was the Siskin Quartet with the Peewit. I like that a lot. Now to the Band of Burns, a collaboration of 12 musicians from the top echelons of the UK folk scene, bringing elements of the music traditions of Scotland, Ireland, England and even Turkey to their music. This is them live at the Lion Chapel, and it's the Robert Burns song, Now Westling Winds.
Not vernal showers, two budding flowers, not all.
band of Burns there. To me, that sounds like Rena Connolly. I think it probably is on vocals there. Now, we seem to have a lot of great guitarists playing tonight on the show, so let's have a quick blast of Nick Jones with the Hamburger Polka. Jones there, showing that he's not just a great singer but a wonderful guitarist. Of course, that's from the collection of live recordings and odd studio bits and pieces called Game, Set and Match that was released in 2006. There's very few of his actual albums that you can get hold of apart from Penguin Eggs these days because of some unfortunate situation with the rights to his recordings. Now, when Dave McLean was in a few weeks ago, he chose a song by Hack Poets Guild that hadn't actually been released yet. They've released another track from a forthcoming album called Black Letter Garland. This track's called Ten Tongues. The whole thing is inspired by historic broadsides. The trio rejuvenate and reinvent these stories, bringing them vividly to life for a new generation.
Judge chained me, flesh dropped from my bones, strung up to the sky for shame. The top of my skull fell in, bare and ragged in the rain. Ten tongues, ten tongues, ten tongues in one hand. One went out to seek for bread to feed the living and the dead. Oh, let the wind blow. Oh, let the wind blow. His head was always towards Hasley. Let the wind blow where it may. Matted hair and thistle down in the weft of wooden clay. A pair of birds built me a crown when hawthorns hung with May. It said when in the nest sat singing morning songs. Blue-eyed, strangely speckled, red hatched out eight young ones. Ten tongues, ten tongues, ten tongues in one hand. One went out to seek for bread to feed the living and the dead. Ten tongues. to seek for bread to feed the living in the dead.
Now, the Irish group Gwitse, spelt G-O-I-T-S-E, released an album called Rosk in 2022, and this is The Trusty Messenger. That was Gwitse, the popular and multi-award-winning quintet that was forged in the white-hot creative crucible of Limerick's Irish World Academy. And it's a great sound, that. Really, really good. So let's stay in Ireland with You Vagabonds, an Irish duo consisting of Dublin-based brothers Dermot and Brian McGlowin. And this is The Foggy Dew.
Courted the handsome maid. would are all the summer time and part of the winter too. The only harm that ever I'd done was to keep off the falling dew. T'was all one night about 12 o'clock as I lay fast asleep. There came this maid to my bedside and bitterly she did weep. She wept, she moaned, she tore her hair and she cried, what shall I do? So I rolled her into bed and I covered up her head for to keep off the foggy dew. Well, all the first part of that night, how we did sports and play, and all the latter part of that night, snug in my arms she lay. And when the broad daylight appeared, she cried, I am undone. Well, hold your tongue, my pretty young girl, for the foggy dew has gone. Well, I never told nobody her name, and it's dummy if I do. But it's often times that I think on that night that I kept off the foggy dew.
You vagabonds there, that was a great version of The Foggy Dew. Now let's return to the Richard Thompson instrumental album, Strict Tempo, where he plays everything apart from the drums, and his two Scottish tunes, unusually perhaps played on the dobro, but it still sounds very Scottish and it's great fun. This is Will You Know, Come Back Again, and Oh the Stream Charlie. Richard Thompson keeping the Scottish theme going there. Now, I've already said that there's a Burns Night Cayley in Ramsey on Saturday night. What other music is happening? Well, tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday afternoon at 12:30 till 1:30 at the House of Manannan Foyer lunchtime concerts, we have Brian and Denise. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, will be the usual O'Donnell session. I've not got down there myself since before Christmas, so I'll definitely be there. Friday night is the Mitre session in Ramsey. Thursday night, I missed that one out, is the Folk Club in Ramsey. So to finish tonight, what else could I play other than Auld Lang Syne? This is Eddie Reader from her Songs of Robert Burns album, and I'll see you next week.
Should auld acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should auld acquaintance be forgot and days of auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup o' kindness yet for the sake of auld lang syne. We twa he ran up the breeze and put the gowans fine. We've wandered many's a weary fet since auld lang syne. For burn fi morning sun till day, but seas between us broad have roared since auld lang syne. I and surely you'll be your pint stout, surely I'll be mine. We'll take a ride, get well and walk for the sake of auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for bye.